This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Texans looking for their third win in a row when they take on the Bills Sunday. It's Battle Red Day presented by Halliburton. Use the hashtag Battle Red Day all week to win an autographed Battle Red Deshaun Watson jersey. First 20,000 fans will receive a Battle Red Day t-shirt courtesy of Halliburton. Coverage starts at 8:30 with Facebook Live with Seth. Then at 9 o'clock, the best pregame show in the biz with Mike and Sean. And then postgame with Paul and Sean after the game.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It with Fred Landry and Lopez, presented by Westside Lexus. You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, real quick, shout out to the Gorilla Meat Tailgaters.
How about those guys?
Big time loophole, texting in some pictures of what went down this past weekend. He's got the Gorilla Breakfast and the Gorilla Punch all day long going on in the Maroon Lot. Hadn't heard much about the Maroon Lot. Is that we know the Blue Lot goes hard.
Maroon Lot is where the real people are.
Okay.
Maroon Lot is like people who buy tickets and buy, you know, those are the I'm pretty sure somebody will correct me if I'm wrong, that those are the parking passes you can just buy, like if you buy single game tickets or if you have, you know.
So the lay folks are in the Maroon Lot.
The regular old people. Real people.
Real folks.
Real folks. People.
Okay. So are you trying to say, John Lopez, that the Maroon Lot gets crunker than the Blue Lot?
I'm not saying it is, but
there's
I'm not
no
saying
chance.
It isn't.
There's no chance.
No, the Blue Lot is great. Because the Blue Lot is where the professional tailgaters are.
Okay.
I got an invite yesterday to a tailgate in the Red Lot. Uh-oh. I haven't been to the Red Lot in a while. And it's it's my people. I mean, it's
your people.
Yeah.
I like it. I like.
They
all
got,
right, so listen.
They got their own. They hire a DJ for their own tailgate.
Will there be fajitas? Will there be fajitas?
Of course there will be fajitas.
What will there not be?
Will there be salsa?
There'll be everything.
Queso.
This is at the Red Lot?
Here, let me. I got the details.
Do they have a fancy name?
I'm looking for it right here.
All right, text into the show. 713-572-4610.
Los Bad Hombres. How do you not want to go to that tailgate?
Oh, man.
Oh, my.
All right, so we've got, okay, so the Los Bad Hombres, and what they're in the Red Lot.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got the Gorilla Meat Tailgaters, who've shown us some love. They're in the Maroon Lot. And now, the Gorilla Meat Tailgaters have gone out to say he's a diehard loophole as well.
Mm-hmm.
So have the Los Bad Hombres said that?
Nope. Los Bad Hombres are Los Bad Hombres.
No, something to be said. No. Something to be said for that. And you were in what lot this past Sunday?
Blue.
Yeah, that's where I was. I stopped by two. I don't remember their names of their tailgaters.
All right, well, obviously, and of course, you know, it's a little bit different to deal this Sunday because obviously it's going to be a day game, but, you know, noon start. But,
Bloody Mary, baby.
We're going to have to go out there and see what all the fuss is about. So myself, John Lopez, and Landry Locker will be canvassing the various lots on Sunday, seeing who's great, and of course, you know, we'll show some love on Monday. So we'll show some love to the win, hopefully. I think we're all in agreement on that. And then we'll show some love to the, we'll give our own breakdown of what, you know, what groups represented on Sunday. So speaking of representing, the original Succubus. The original.
Who's
Succubus.
The original?
Well, this gem that Landry Locker unearthed. Was this yesterday, last night? How'd
this
go
was
down?
Yesterday. This is courtesy of Barstool Sports. Yoko Ono, you might remember her as the widow of John Lennon. She's putting out a new album. And on that album, there's a classic. There's a remake of probably one of Lennon's best songs of all time.
Don't say Imagine.
You guys already know.
Come imagine on, man. All the people.
All right, so that's the original.
Yoko is the worst. You know how people say the worst?
Give her a chance.
No,
let her sing.
She's the worst.
Let her sing, please.
She broke up the Beatles. Yeah.
Okay, well, let her sing first, okay? All right, here's Yoko singing Imagine in honor of her former husband.
Imagine there's no heaven.
Oh, wow.
It's easy if you try.
No.
No hell
I'm getting sick to my stomach. like literally, barf.
Above on this sky.
This sounds like a bad karaoke song.
Bro.
Imagine all the people living for today. Imagine there's no.
Are you sure
country.
This isn't the PA announcer for the Shanghai Sharks?
Come on, man.
It isn't hard to do.
I could have swore I saw her on the end of the bench
okay,
the other night.
You know,
against
you
the
gotta
Rockets.
Hit that again. Nothing he confused kill. Chinese with Japanese.
Why, Yoko's Japanese?
Yoko is Japanese. I know. Good Lord. Heaven forbid I defend Yoko Ono. I hate her. But God, that made me sick to my
wow,
stomach.
Wow, Yoko.
I'm not. I'll hit the race card on myself real quick because, all honesty, and I know we encourage cross-racial comparisons,
absolutely.
But sometimes it's just necessary.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'm just saying Asian. I'm not even going to say countries or anything. You know what she reminded me of?
What's that?
Do you remember when American Idol first came out?
Yes. Oh, the dude.
William Hung.
Yeah, William Hung.
Yeah, here it is right here.
She bangs.
He might actually be better.
My heart's like a drum. Yeah, baby. She bangs! She bangs!
She bangs.
Oh, baby, when she moves, she moves.
Today.
I go crazy because she moves like a flower, but she stings like a bee.
Imagine
like every girl
no.
in history. She bangs! She bangs!
Thank
I'm
you.
Wasted by the way
Thank
she...
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness, that is exactly
God,
what she
if
is.
If those two ever go out on a... go out... touring together. Watch out.
All right, I don't know. I'm sure that they probably
William Hung would headline.
I'm sure they probably had a connection, and I'm sure that drugs might have had something to do with it. But when you're arguably the biggest rock star of all time,
mm-hmm.
I just feel like you could do better than Yoko.
Oh, well, he did multiple times, I'm sure. I saw the Paul McCartney thing on 60 Minutes a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And he was kind of, he was just basically saying, John Lennon fell in love with her. I mean, like, total...
All in.
Drooling love.
Really?
Yes, just all in. Now, they those guys were... Come on, it's the Beatles. They,
yeah.
Every night, all night,
yeah.
You know? But he just met this woman. I guess she was an artist, right? Like a literal artist,
knows,
like sculptures and such.
I don't know. If you say so.
Lord only knows I want to see those sculptures. But but just, like, fell in love. And he was actually kind of saying what you're saying. He's like, we were amazed. He didn't call her ugly or anything, but it says we were just amazed that he fell that in love.
Do you think that the rest of the Beatles felt the way the rest of the Astros do when they look at Carlos Correa?
He was very in the 60 Minutes thing.
Do we think Yoko had a mom named
Paul
Barbara
McCartney?
Queen?
Finally came, you know, was very candid about it and said, "Yeah, she basically said she broke us up.
We did everything we could.
We did. We were trying to be patient with John.
Yeah.
Like they took a picture for an album cover." That she got in.
Oh, stop it.
Think about that.
Stop
the
it.
Beatles.
Stop it. I'm leaving. I'm walking out.
Beatles were taking a picture for an album cover that she got in.
That's terrible.
You mean kind of like, you know, like if you were doing a documentary or like a little vignette on your country that just been ravaged by a hurricane and your girlfriend somehow managed to sneak in and give some worthless answer that really has no bearing on the actual story itself?
That was so bad.
Or start selling bedazzled.
That was so bad the way the future Miss Correa inserted herself into that.
Or start
Correa,
selling
Puerto Rico
like,
documentary.
I mean, are you kidding me?
That was weird,
what did she,
bro.
And you heard, what did she say? Like, it's so
she said how bad it is in Puerto Rico. But Carlos was doing a good thing. But then all of a sudden it shows them driving up. And he waits for her. She goes in slow motion, holds his hand. It was weird, man. It was really weird.
And now she's selling bedazzled denim jackets.
Well, the mom is, right?
Yeah, the mom.
But she's the pitch woman for
she's,
it.
She's the, what is it? The
she's ready for October
pageant
baseball.
Queen? No, not pageant queen.
Yeah,
no, she is.
The
no, she
weirdest
is.
Thing is when her
Sparkle
mom...
Queen.
When Correa's fiance's mom put a picture up of her daughter wearing the gear,
yeah,
she didn't say Daniela. She didn't even like mention her or something. She goes, "Carlos Correa's fiance is ready for the playoffs."
Mm-hmm.
It's like, come on, come on.
That's how it starts. That's how it starts. Are we? You know, now some people might say that have been listening to our program for a while. There's probably the skeptic out there that says, "Guys, you guys are just jealous." You guys are just hating.
Jealous of what?
That we don't have a succubus or we don't have a girlfriend that's as, you know, who are we to disparage the love between Carlos Correa and his girlfriend.
Hey, man, love
is love. I'm not discouraging it. Yeah. I'm just saying that clearly he's been worse since he got engaged.
Yeah.
Clearly it was very weird that he proposed to her after Game 7. I thought it was weird. It seemed a little bit strange. If you go back and look at it, it seemed like it was scripted by both of them. I feel like she knew it was coming. I feel like she knew it was coming. The reaction did not sound that authentic. And you all know what the reaction sounds like. And she clearly wants to be famous.
Can we play Figgies?
She clearly wants to be famous. I mean, those are just facts. It's very obvious.
Who did it better, Figgy or Carlos Correa's girlfriend?
Oh my god!
I would say Figgy.
Figgy did it better.
Figgy brought the heat.
Oh my god!
Figgy for sure.
Oh, Figgy.
How did he not dominate the haiku?
No, was the highlight. That was the highlight. It's like a dunk contest where someone gets second place.
Yeah.
But
that is the best dunk.
But I got consistent 48s, you know?
Come on, man.
I got consistent 48s. He got that 150. It just,
happened. Like a shtick
would you crown
now.
Yourself?
Yeah. Your shtick now is just the headline.
There's
you
not
got a
shtick
title.
In dunk contest now?
What's that? No, that's what I'm saying. You've got a shtick now, which I appreciate. You have.
But the haikus stood for themselves.
Who crowned you?
The haikus
actually,
don't say Hippolyta.
Dude, Hippolyta.
Arriaga is Hippolyta. Right,
I'm going to get two people to crown me.
Hippolyta has crowned you every single week except yesterday.
I will say this. Fred, too, called me yesterday and said that Landry and John's haikus were exceptionally good today.
Thank you, Fred, too.
So Fred, too, was very impressed with both y'all's haikus.
Hey, y'all want to hear a piece? We'll play this throughout the show, but I got three pieces of B.O.B. being mic'd up from Sunday.
Well, let's do what I think. We're going to do. I'll tell you what. Play one now. Play which one you think is going to get us, hot and bothered before we go to break.
They're not going to be hot and bothered. He was fine.
Oh, they're not?
He was fine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He's going to cool us down then.
Yeah, he was all right. Yeah, he was
Give
good.
Us one to cool us down, and then we're going to do I Think, I Know, I Fear Texan style first.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to do I Think, I Know, I Fear Astros style at 11:20. And, of course, as you guys know, you guys are all welcome to call in and give us your I Think, I Know, I Fears. And then we'll go into we've got the hits that's going to go down in the next hour as well. We'll kind of regenerate everything at 12 o'clock, and then we've got Felipe Esparza, Think Tank, and then we'll take you on home. So we've got everything laid out for you. All you guys got to do is sit back, enjoy yourselves, chime in if you feel so obligated to do so. Here's a little something from our boy B.O.B. that Landry thinks is going to get you guys cooled down for the next hour.
This was before, during, and after the signature play from Nuke Hopkins in overtime. B.O.B. mic'd up, courtesy of NFL Network.
Folks, we got to go 2 minute right now. We got to be in sub and go trips and spread and do the best we can to get to the ball.
4:40 to go in overtime. Touchdown, it's over.
Do something for Hopkins. Some play for Hopkins.
Watson fakes the pass to QT. Now throws it downfield to his left. Has Hopkins across the 45.
No!
DeAndre Hopkins Spindler, what a catch and run by Newt!
Okay.
Go!
Look at Bill. Look at Bill getting excited.
That's
Look
coaching right there.
Go! Please! Do not make me call more red zone plays. That's the last thing we want. Mm-hmm. All right, 1 hour in the books, boys and girls. Glad to have you on board. That's Landry Locker. That's Triple OG John Lopez. Figgy Fig out today, but have no fear. Our boy BP, Brandon Porter, is making it happen on WatchInTheLoop.com. When we come back...
God.
Never gets old. When we come back, I think, I know, I fear, Texans edition. What's yours? We'll find out next. Don't go anywhere. It's In the Loop on a Thursday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.